Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
20 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll go with a mostly cloudy thing here, 33 degrees. Wednesday, got to check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge, see what's going on. I have Caitlin on the phone with me this morning. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're going to talk about two things that, it's definitely relevant. It's definitely timely. We're talking walking on ice and shoveling snow. What can you tell us about these two things?
Yeah, so like you said, unfortunately, it's that time of year and more snow and ice to come. But we get a lot of injuries this time of year from a fall on ice. So people injure their neck or back, shoulders, and then unfortunately, we see even some fractures, upper and lower body. So just wanted to give a few tips for walking on ice. They say you should walk like a penguin. So you want to keep your toes pointed out a little bit and take small, slow, shuffling steps. That should help. We also recommend keeping your hands out of your pockets. That way, if you were to fall, you can help catch yourself and try to keep your balance. We also recommend wearing proper footwear, shoes that have good traction and just appropriate size for your feet. And then we also recommend good eyewear or not covering your eyes. Just make sure you can look and see where you're going. Keep your vision clear and no obstructions so that you can see the pathway.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely timely stuff to talk about right now, and I can definitely relate to the walking like a penguin thing. Let's move on to the next thing. Shoveling snow. There's a lot to know about this. Tell us, give us a little information on how we can safely do that.
Yeah, so shoveling, too, just as important. We see a lot of muscle strain injuries from incorrect shoveling or too much shoveling, so we like to recommend that if you start with a warm-up, that's helpful, especially arms, legs, lower back. We also recommend a shovel that's specific to you or for your height, that you have a longer shovel if you're a little bit taller, and that will definitely help reduce how much you have to bend forwards. And then we also recommend lifting lighter loads. So a lot of people just want to get it all done with, but if you can take smaller loads with your shovel and do a little less often or more frequent bouts and smaller snow shovels, that's good.
Absolutely. Don't try to move mountains, in other words, kind of what you're saying, and take it easy when you're heading out there, too. Some great tips as we move into winter here. Yeah, it's hard to think when we're talking temps in the upper 40s and low 50s, but
yeah.
We will get a
reality.
Right, we will get a reality check sooner or later, so this is definitely some helpful information. Caitlin, if people want to know more, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yep, it's 218-641-7725, and any other therapist can help you out if you have any questions. So,
Caitlin, you have a great rest of the week here, a good weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Every Wednesday, check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. That comes down at 9:20. You're the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Ho, ho, ho. It's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas. Wishing you and your family Merry Christmas from Dablo in the Morning Show on the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW.